How about the car year? Dave Sloan is the president of the Chicagoland Automotive Trade Association. He joins us now. Dave, welcome to WGN.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So tell me, how has 2020 been overall? Because obviously it's been a rough year, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Just like every other industry, it's been a rough year. But you know, the dealers really showed their resilience and over the summer rebounded very well. So early on, dealers were deemed essential business, at least on the service side, and sales were allowed by appointment. And so that kept them going until the stay-at-home order ended. And then things really got going because so many people, you know, rediscovered why they love cars because you can drive around in your own personal bubble and go where you want, when you want, with whom you want, and stay safe and healthy.
Dave, listen, my parents have been very careful through this whole pandemic, you know, and we're not going to, well, we'll see them just to pick up their food on Thanksgiving, but, you know, we're just a cautious family. But they bought a car during the pandemic, and they made an appointment with the dealer, went in and bought the car early on in the pandemic.
The dealers adapted well, and they were dropping cars off where you could do everything but, you know, sign the final paperwork, and they would allow people to take test drives, you know, without salespeople in the car so that everyone stayed safe. And, they really adapted well, and so sales stayed pretty strong despite the fact that the plants were down for 4 to 6 weeks,
right,
or maybe it was 6 to 8, as many as 8 weeks in some cases.
They were one of the first to shut down, right?
Right. Yeah. So inventories were down. Used car sales went up. And now inventory's getting back to where it needs to be. But, of course, things are slowing down a little bit again with some of the numbers spiking. So I think people are hoping for another stimulus package from Congress, and they're kind of waiting through the election, and it could be a big month of December. You know, December's become a huge sales month for automobile sales.
Tell me about that, Dave, because I always see those commercials. I mean, they're nice commercials with the brand new Lexus or whatever with the bow on top.
Yeah,
I'm thinking, who really gives someone a car for Christmas? But then it turns out it's kind of true, right?
It really is. It seemed like it was sort of something that was advertising created, you know, December
right.
to remember. That's the one that Lexus comes up with. So it's a gangbuster month for huge bows and new cars.
the car's more expensive than the bow, I think, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. But it really has been big, and so it's good that that inventory levels are just about coming back. I mean, they're still down, not normal, but we hope that we'll have a good, strong end to the year.
So, when you said business was down earlier, obviously the dealerships were closed, which is a big part of it. But was it so? That's obviously was the lion's share of it. But I'm wondering, what also part of the mass layoffs had to do with slowdowns in car sales? I mean, that must have had an impact as well, right?
Sure. And they weren't totally closed. You could still have sales by appointment. So the dealers got really good about calling people and making appointments and making sure that the dealerships were being cleaned and sanitized, and plexiglass went up all over the place to make sure that people were at a safe distance and wearing masks and like I said, staying clean. And so they, like I said, they rebounded pretty well. And so March was really tough, and April they were scraping by. But then the stimulus came and the PPP loans, and they really were able to rebound pretty well over the summer.
You know, this is a terrible thing that so much has happened, I can't recall. But it seems to me, right, the auto show in Chicago was canceled last year.
No,
it did go on.
We got it in.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
We were about the last thing that got in at McCormick Place. And so we had a nice, healthy show in February right before everything got ugly.
What does this year look like then?
So 2021, we're hopeful. We have a plan, a very detailed plan about how we'd be able to open safely and responsibly. We're looking at some dates maybe a little bit later in the spring to see if that's possible. And so we're talking with the authorities and trying to get approval to get the show open.
You know, it's funny because the auto show was in my mind for the pandemic in one reason or another, but I think it was the last major show before the shutdown started.
That's correct. That's correct.
You mentioned pre-owned vehicles earlier and that their sales were big when inventory was down. Has that maintained or has that sort of waned a little bit?
Well, they're still strong, but, you know, just like because they were strong for so long, inventory is a little bit constrained. But that's good news for consumers because their trade-ins are worth more right now.
Oh, good point.
That's going to lead to a good, strong end of the year as well. And so, you know, if people might be taking a wait and see, oh, I know that those December sales are always great, but if you have a certain car in mind, because inventory is a little bit constrained, you might make sure that it's out there and you can get your hands on it, even in the month of November.
You know, I should tell you, my dad put in 30 years at the stamping plant, the Ford stamping plant in Ford Heights. So,
wow, that's great.
So
what did you buy?
What do I buy?
No, what did your dad buy earlier this year?
Oh, you know, so it's terrible. I'm not a car guy. I couldn't tell you what he bought. I know it was a Ford.
Dave, that's good to hear.
Dave, I have to think. In fact, right now I can't tell you what I drive. Oh, it's an Escape. It's just the weirdest thing. I have this mental block. My kids drive down the interstate. They're pointing out makes and models of cars, and it's just never clicked with me, maybe because I'm from a car family. I don't know.
We're going to have to get you down to the show.
I know. So that'd be a perfect spokesman. What's that? There's a blue one. do the dealers like selling pre-owned cars? Is that a moneymaker for them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it certainly is because the manufacturers have really cut the margins on new cars, so it's very difficult to make much money on new cars anymore. So used cars tend to the used car department tends to be a little more profitable than the new car department. And again, if inventory is good and they have these programs called a certified pre-owned where people can buy cars that have been reconditioned and have manufacturer warranty on them, and that's really popular. So, buying a used car, a late model used car might be just like buying a new car.
Right,
and
right.
So, yeah, it's a great option for a lot of people.
And
with leasing getting to be more prevalent, some of those late model used cars are more available now than they used to be.
My daughter leases a car out in L.A., and I won't be able to tell you what even make or model, but...
I won't quiz you.
It's honestly, but... Is leasing, is that a good option?
Yes, it really is. I've leased cars for a long time, and it is a great option. People sometimes get worried because they will advertise low mileage at a certain price.
Right.
But really, all you have to do when you go in is negotiate higher mileage. So you want to pay for the mileage ahead of time rather than at the end of the lease where you might be penalized. So all the leasing company is trying to do is figure out what the car is going to be worth when it turned in. So if you put a lot of miles on a car, like I put on maybe 17,000 miles a year, I just negotiate that up front. And so I'm paying a little bit more, but that's just the amount of car I'm going to use. And that's the idea of leasing. You're paying for the amount of car you're using rather than what it's worth at the end.
So when you go in to lease the car, say, look, I figure I'm going to put 50,000 miles a year on the car. What?
You know? Well, it'll probably be more like 15, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Did I just show my colors again?
Yes, you did.
I've been driving all my life, Dave. Really, I have.
Yeah. It must be a long commute, though, if you're putting 50,000 miles in.
I go up to Milwaukee first and then come back down. tell me about your work with the USO, because I know that's near and dear to your heart.
Oh, yeah. We've been working with the USO, raising money for them for about 8 years. And so, like everything, we had to reevaluate how it was going to work in the COVID year. And so we usually hold it in July, and we call it Barbecue for the Troops.
Uh-huh.
And so as many as 100 dealers, maybe even more, will have barbecues and raise money with their customers and friends and so on at the dealerships on a Saturday in July. And so we postponed that to the October, thinking, well, maybe things will look better by then. And they were still kind of tough. And there were some dealers who still had in-person barbecues and tried to do it as safely as possible. But we had a lot of online fundraising, too. And believe it or not, 60 dealers signed up to do a barbecue for the troops. And we raised about $53,000, which was just, we couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I mean, every dollar raised was a great surprise in a year like this.
And that's for the USO specifically here in Illinois, correct?
Exactly. The USO of Illinois, they support about 350,000 men and women in the armed forces and their families. And so they do just a great job here. And we've raised in those 8 years about $950,000 on this program that was really designed for people to have in their backyards to have a barbecue for the troops. But then the dealers got the idea that, wow, we could do this too. And they just really ramped it up and made it something special.
That's fantastic. Dave Sloan is the president of the Chicagoland Automotive Trade Association. I just realized, Dave, why my car knowledge is so bad. Back in the 80s and 90s, I used to work with the Chicago Bears broadcasts, and one game a year, Mike Hillstrom and the Chevy dealers would join the crowd. And I think that probably ruined me for life.
I think I've heard about that story. Yeah.
Well, we're not going to share it here. It was great talking to you. Hope we can talk again.
Great. Thanks, Steve.
You bet. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 W.